viewer enraptured by the video before them subscribed to the Stupendium. The video in question was sponsored by Remedy and Epic Games.
At the edge of understanding, the border of the known, the breaking point of reason, where logic is dethroned, where sense is defenseless and festers on the bone, one rider fights a cycle trying to ride away back home. In Night Springs. Tonight's episode, The Rhythm.
We open our protagonist, brash, pragmatic fantasist, trapped within a cabin, frantic, grappling with a manuscript, passionately grasping for a catalyst, but the syntax isn't landing. Grab the draft out from the carriage and abandons it. He doesn't really know quite what he's writing, but he has to. Sits enraptured in the flow of what he's typing, cramping wrists, his hands, and fits the hammer, slam the characters. They writhe and dance and twist, but never seem to parse more than surviving as the grammar shifts. A bulb, it flickers for a moment, darkness falls for just a second, but it lingers, forms unspoken, hark the call, the shadows beckon, swallowed dawn, still all-consuming. Every corner lurking, looming, hear the ichor hymn so soothing as the screaming silence deafens. Another page, a hurried scrawl, a knife replays a dozen more, another failing crumpled ball of almost maybe on the floor. Framed within the maze, within the print, his escape from all this hinges on which page becomes the door.
Existence is cast in the answers we write to riddles and chapters that can't be defined. Pigments of black and the parchment of white, the figments they track through the dark to the light. The hammers and keys and the patterns they weave, the fragments of me that they trap in between. We all have to write on the pages we're given, but you can't live life on both sides of the ribbon tied to the ribbon.
It is the dream of any creative to leave their mark indelible on the world.
Of the ribbon.
But be careful what mark such an obsession might leave on you.
Another chapter opens, but our hero isn't sure if the pattern is unbroken. Has he penned this page before? Is he writing what he's lived, or now reliving what he's written? Every end with veiled beginnings cast adrift within the lore. On a lake that turned to ocean, drowning under weight of legacy. When any sentence could be sentenced as the last they ever see. Our pages pass relentless, count or not, there is no remedy. And so he sits again, attempts to pen preemptive threnody. Amorphous in memoriam, in effigy uncertain. Unsure if all this really is himself, at least a version. But these whispers grip the narrative, treat sense with bleak aversion. Tendrils bend and break immersion, twisting cursive through recursion. His words branch out in path too dark to follow through trees. With pages piled so high, he's lost the forest for leaves. No saying what to believe, he doesn't want him to leave. And so these pages end up bound to make the story repeat. Wake up, these times the night falls. See what that body of mine calls. You can find what you write, and you write with life and the light. You see the bright fall.
You need a proper tool to get a proper service. You won't believe the things that hide right there.
Hopelessly floating through tomes of no way of knowing. If you were composing, all you're just quoting. The prose you're sewing, a go of goading, corroding your ego, going for broke but just broken.
If it's your upper like a coffee pot of flowing.
A hero's journey burdened by the characters deployed. When all your thousand faces are so narratively void. Where the adjectives employed, with the marriage you've destroyed.
You know, hunting is a hobby the whole family can enjoy.
Establishing shots in the dark, a plot within arc beyond all comprehension. I'll be the first person to admit the present is tense and not sure if I'll get these words to fit. The present's descending. I hear it calling my name. I feel me falling away. Chasing these pages with questioning my agency, tasked with the story to break. I hear it calling my name. Me falling away. Am I a character, actor, a passenger cast from the shores of
existence? Is cast in the answers we write to riddles and chapters that can't be defined. Pigments of black and the parchment of white. The figments they track through.
hero once again attempts to find the words he lacks, and peers between the lines to see the lines observing back. A scratch all too familiar, and oh, the surface cracks. What's the matter, Alan? We can't both be worthless hacks. Now I know what you think. This is crazy, but he can't exist. You could've made a killing, just embraced a little masochist. Instead you're dried up trying to earn a living from a manuscript. But have you tried for just 1 second living as the manuscript? I'm the part you were ashamed of, I'm the part you tried to fight, I'm the part you told yourself didn't keep you awake at night. I'm the part of you that's better, you just can't concede I'm right. So you poured me into pages, and I guess I'm just your type. You melt work for your self-worth, but tell me what does that sell for? And was the journey through hell worth? How short you fell on the bell curve? And one day they'll forget you, ooh, but I have stories to tell first. Cause I'm the face that you gave them to be you, and baby I'm well versed. What am I when you're already a shadow of yourself? Tell me who would look at this and then take that down off the shelf? You had it, buddy, all of it, the fame, the glam, the wealth. But what's it worth if you won't play the hand around us dealt? Nightmares don't use logic, yeah we know that you can read. Sat there hoping for the credits, but it's me who's supposed to lead. All that hokum in your head, but where's the quote to make you see that perhaps you're antithetical to the poetry of me?
Discussing the answers we write to riddles and chapters that can't be defined. Pigments of black and the parchment of white. The figments they track through the dark to the light. The hammers and keys and the patterns they weave. The fragments of me that they trap in between. We all have to write on the pages we're given, but you can't live life on both sides of the ribbon. Tied to the ribbon.
In a cycle repeating.
Another chapter ended, but not an arc adjourned. A narrative repeating for a plot he can't discern. He's writing a departure, but he's still yet to learn that every line he starts must always end with a return.
And there you have it. A vicious cycle scored by the hammer of keys and the ring of the typewriter. A writer cursed to relive his own words, trapped in a world of his own making. A novel concept. Everyone likes to get lost in a good book. But be careful what you read in Night Springs.
Alan Wake 2, the long-awaited sequel, was not just a video game. It was a dark, labyrinthine mystery, a gripping thriller, a mind-bending horror experience. The Stupendium, a content creator and only half-decent impressionist, had been hired by the game developers to promote it in the guise of the game's protagonist. With a flicker, the ad read gave way to gameplay footage. Alan, a writer trapped in a world of his own creation. And Saga, a federal agent tasked with solving a string of grisly murders, was seen exploring beautifully rendered environments, fighting nightmarish creatures. The intriguing hook of their unlikely and entwined circumstances, combined with the Stupendium's musical interpretation, hopefully enticing the viewer to learn more. The game was available on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC via the Epic Store. And the Stupendium is incredibly grateful to Remedy and to Epic for their sponsorship. The dialogue continued as the ad read gave way to the end slate. Options appeared from the darkness, a playlist of more songs, information about streaming platforms, a subscribe button. The viewer, elated by the quality of the content they had just seen, could not help but like, comment, and subscribe. An unfathomable compulsion made sure they rang the bell for updates on new content. As always, the Stupendium would attempt to end with a joke, a humorous quip to close out the video. But this time, the punchline was a cliffhanger.